Everyone, welcome to episode 101 of the Top Shelf Podcast. This week, Josh G and I discuss the fall, everything we like and dislike, and man, he thinks he's so funny and witty. Let's go. Hello, Joshua. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Welcome to season 3, episode 101. And in some languages, they call it 101.
101 Dalmatians.
Today, I have the distinguished pleasure of just being joined by Joshua Gurney. Jose and Nick couldn't be bothered by our presence this evening. So we're rolling solo, duo, dolo. I don't know what the kids say nowadays.
Solo.
Hey, we have finished summer, unfortunately, but we have rapidly approached one of my favorite time of the year because of Halloween and my clothing selection, which episode 102 is going to be fall outfits. So we'll get into that in 102. But because of the fall, my outfits are always on point. And over the years, I've taught Josh how to dress. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about fall and what we're looking forward to and our feelings, what we like the best, Halloween, stuff like that, and what we dislike, perhaps. I don't know what there is to dislike, but Josh, I know you're amped up and you're ready to go. And I know your dogs are just as amped up as we are.
They are. They're stoked, dude. Episode 101. 101 Coonhounds.
Can you believe it? We made it to 101. I feel like Nick and Jose just got to 100, and they're like, all right, we tap out. We're done. You guys are on your own.
No, I mean, we're all professionals. You know, obviously, we're joking around. But, I mean,
right.
Sometimes in the hospitality industry, you get stuck. So, I mean, God bless them for even letting us know they weren't going to be able to make it on.
Right.
I think Nick got stuck closing the restaurant. And I think Jose already knew that he was going to have to stick around later than a normal what day is it? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah. So.
Hey, funny story about him. He's going to hate me for this. He texted me last night at like 11. And he goes, hey, how did the recording go with Josh? I said, I don't know. It's tomorrow. He goes, what the hell's today? I said, Jose, yeah. It's Tuesday, buddy.
Restaurant business for you.
Yeah. But hey, especially this time of the year in the fall, this is where the restaurant should start to ramp up for you guys. And Massachusetts, he finally, he said starting Monday, the 20, whatever the date is, the 28th, the 25th. 28, yeah, you can sit at bars now. Obviously, social distancing and
there's got to be, I believe there needs to be a partition between the bartender and the guest, and then between the guest and the next guest, basically.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I didn't read too much into it. I just saw the headlines, and I kind of read what he said a little bit, but that's a step in the right direction for Massachusetts. That's great. But if you are in the New England area, which Josh and I are, I'm in Rhode Island, Josh is in Massachusetts. One of the biggest things that draws people to New England during the fall season is the foliage.
Otherwise known as foliage.
I told you I tried to take a nap early this afternoon, and I got bombarded with work calls.
All right. All right. But the listeners know what you're talking about, because half of them probably pronounce it foliage also. But just, you can just say, you know, when the leaves change all kinds of neat colors, a lot of reds and oranges and ambers.
Oh, my goodness.
It lasts a couple of weeks. depending on how quickly the frost comes. Right. But it is gorgeous.
Unbelievable. And we have, I mean, New Hampshire, all over New England, it's probably the most beautiful you're going to see anywhere. People travel to these states just to check it out. And, you know, it's like a mini vacation for them.
I think that is all well and good, like going on a leaf peeping adventure. You know, the White Mountains are very well known for Vermont. Like the Green Mountains in Vermont are very well known for it. But how about you just pay attention on your ride to work? Like, take a look at when you're driving down Route 95 or 140. Like, take a look around you. You don't need to go to the White Mountains and make it a vacation. Just open your eyes and appreciate what's around you. Look at what nature is offering you. Like, what an art show it is. I mean, some of the things that you see in the fall before it all goes to shit in the winter, absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. The colors that nature has to offer you are unreal. I feel like some of those sunsets in the fall are just incredible too. I don't know what it is that makes them that much more special. I could talk about fall all day. Well, absolutely.
We're planning on talking about it for the next 23 minutes. So.
Yeah, I hope I can keep up with you. I'm a big change of seasons guy. As many times as I've said in the past that I want to just live on an island, I want to live on the beach, and which right. I eventually will for a short period of time. I'm a change of seasons guy. I love what each individual season brings. You know, and this is a fall episode, so we can just talk about like some of those things that you get excited about when you realize fall's coming around. I mean, and for us, it might not necessarily be the Uggs and the pumpkin spice lattes that the females are looking forward to, but as men going on 40 and one of us clearly winning the fight for 40, I won't say which
thank
one.
Thank you very much for acknowledging.
We can appreciate these things as well. You know, when we're in our early 20s, we're just worried about the next beer. Hell, in our late 30s, even you're worried about the next drink. And I think as I get a little bit older, I appreciate these little things that life has to offer. One of those being the change of seasons. A couple things I really look forward to. Maybe we can just go back and forth on this thing. Sure, just sure. One for one. Like,
absolutely.
I know it's a cliche, but hoodie weather, like being able to put on a hoodie, like put on a pair of jeans. Like I wear shorts pretty much the whole summer. I see you wear pants all the time in the summertime, which makes no sense to me. But I'm shorts pretty much all summer, barefoot as much as I possibly can be, or flip flops. But something about those first few crisp mornings going to work or wherever I'm going, hopefully not work, but putting on a hoodie, I love it. Like, I just love hoodie weather or sweater weather, whatever you want to call it. Like, when you can finally put on some layers, love it. And I think I know it's cliche, but it's not overrated. Like, it is, there's just something awesome. I love hoodies. They're so comfortable and they warm you up. You feel cozy.
Well, so I experienced this last week or the week before, where I woke up one morning. I might even go to the gym, whatever. I stepped outside in my normal gym attire and I was like, oh my goodness, it's freezing out here. Went back in, threw on a hoodie, threw on some sweatpants, went back out. On my drive to the gym, I was like, I need a hot coffee finally. I've been drinking green tea again, but I need a hot beverage in my hands. You know, the music I played in my car changed. It shifted a little bit. I was more to like Caribbean sounds. Now I'm, you know, switched to like rock and roll a little bit. And it just changes your mindset. The first initial reaction, I hated it because I love the summer. I look forward to making my green tea in the morning, getting in my car. It's a little bit brisk, but like you said, throwing a hoodie or a lightweight zip-up hoodie. It changes your mood. Yeah, summer changes your mood too because you're excited. It's beautiful. You get to go out, sit in the patio, go to the beach, do a, you know, cookout, stuff like that. But then the fall has a different mindset where I think, it calms you down. It calms me down a little more. You know, I feel life becomes, it goes at a slower pace when the fall hits, just because you want to enjoy your surroundings and those moments. Like, who, who stops and enjoys and thinks, oh, I can't wait to get a hot cup of coffee instead of drinking your iced coffee for the last 7 months, or green tea, whatever. Like, it's those moments that I just absolutely treasure. And then, so we'll go back and forth, but since I'll just go next and you can rebuttal. The anticipation and the excitement as we get closer to Halloween, which I love Halloween, you know, planning my day to go to Salem, figuring out which haunted houses are going to be available, stuff like that. That anticipation for, you know, mid-September through October, I love that. I love talking about it, you know, going on dates with girls to haunted houses, watching them shit their pants. You know, those type of things get me super excited leading up to October 31st. That's another piece of the puzzle that the fall season brings that nothing else can match, except for Christmas, obviously, but that's different.
Well, I think you put Halloween over Christmas all the time.
So I did.
Don't try and backtrack on that.
I'm not backtracking anything. You notice how he said it in like a subtle tone, because yeah, Christmas is coming.
Halloween absolutely kicks ass, but to me, still Halloween is a one day deal. You can decorate for it, you know, and I guess there's, depending on the day of the week, which this year Halloween is a Saturday, but there's Halloween parties that weekend, either before or after. But Halloween is, again, a one day deal, where Christmas is an entire season.
See, that's the problem. You don't go to Salem every year.
I don't know that you'll be able to go to Salem this year.
Oh, I'm going.
I just thought, obviously, it's going to be a very different scenario. A lot of things are going to be different, you know, like this whole entire year has been. But
just follow the rules. Follow the rules, will be all right.
I do worry about trick or treat this year. I don't think there won't be a traditional trick or treat. I don't think that most towns will be promoting, hey, send your kid door to door, touching stuff, and then send them to the next door. I don't think that is going to make much sense, unfortunately. And same with like haunted houses and things of that sort, any of those large type gatherings, and bringing people through the same shared space that probably is not being sanitized all that often is probably out for this year.
Yeah.
Although I hope not. I hope people just say, you know what, let's find a way to make this work. Like, we've found a way to make everything else work throughout since March. It's been 6 years since the beginning, no, 6 months. It feels like 6 years since the beginning of COVID. But Halloween, haunted houses, both great reasons to get excited about fall. No reason is more important, or no thing is more exciting about fall than the beginning of NFL football season. Pick'em leagues and fantasy football. And you can throw college football in there, even though, I mean, nobody in New England gives an absolute shit about college football or high school football for that matter. You know, like in Texas, where that's literally a religion to them.
Right.
And the same with college football in Texas and the Carolinas and Florida, Missouri. But in New England, to me, the only place I've ever lived is New England. NFL football season is just breathtaking. You know, and especially this year, I feel like the NFL feels the most normal of any of the four major sports. Feels kind of regular. You know, they got the piped in sound, things kind of sound normal until they pan out and they show the stadium that's empty, with the exception of opening day.
Well, and they were able to start it on time, and
yeah,
they'll have a full,
and the game looks pretty normal. I think it feels pretty normal, you know. But just football season getting started and getting back to football on Sundays and Sunday fun day and football food, absolutely love it. I don't think even people that don't actually like football look forward to football Sundays. Like, they want to come over to the house and they want to eat the football food. And, you know, half the time, you know, they're not even looking at they don't even look at the TV once, but they still are interested in the scores. And
that's every Super Bowl party ever had.
Right.
You know, they have these huge gatherings, three or four guys are sitting around the couch and everyone else is in the kitchen eating and drinking.
Yeah.
We're going to stick on food for a second. Pumpkin beer. You don't drink. I don't drink beer. But pumpkin beer has been on the shelves. It gets earlier and earlier every year, I feel. It's been on the shelves since early August. And people go crazy with the little caramel, cinnamon, brown sugar rim. And, I mean, when I work, the nights I work at the bar, it's the first question most draft beer drinkers ask me, anything pumpkin on tap? Like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's already begun. But pumpkin beer. And then, hey, if you remember, it might have been 10 years ago at this point, 15 years ago, when our beer rep first brought in Shipyard Pumpkin Head.
Yeah, the Pumpkin Head was the one that really, really took off. Obviously, yeah, it wasn't the first to have, you know, a pumpkin-flavored beer.
It was the biggest at that point.
I think it's still pretty popular. I mean, I don't know. You're still bartending, a couple nights a week. Obviously, the bar crowd is a little bit different, but
yeah.
Is it still? I mean, are people still calling for the Shipyard Pumpkin with the spice?
Not for Shipyard itself. Anything pumpkin.
Anything pumpkin.
Yeah, they don't care if it was, dog crap ale.
They love that. Pumpkin. The worse it tastes, the better.
Yeah.
I was good for one or two of the pumpkin flavored beers a season. You know what I mean? I was like, for the novelty, right. Let me have it. And then, all right, give me something harder that's going to make me feel better than this. Right. But I found that any of those kind of, they're not all that strong. So you'd need like fucking 12 of them to catch a solid buzz. Yeah. And I just couldn't drink that many of them.
No, and they're too heavy. And then for the basic people out there, I wish I could say the exact term, but for the basic people out there, the pumpkin spiced latte, iced coffee, whatever the hell you're drinking nowadays.
Yeah.
The unbelievable craze. Did you say they're all good?
Yeah. I mean, for what they are, I mean, it's nothing that I look forward to. I don't really like any flavor in my coffee at all. Another one where, when it comes out, I might have one, or, I can wait till later in the season to have my fucking pumpkin, whatever, while I'm Christmas shopping or something. But all that pumpkin flavored shit. I mean, pumpkin flavored friggin' oil changes. Like they got everything's pumpkin flavored. But I mean, people look forward to it.
They love it. As soon as it comes out, first day, it's all you see on Instagram and social media. It's just, I got my pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin is back. You know what's back? The McRib is back.
Dude, McRib well done. Oh my God. So delicious. It's so delicious. You got to take a pause.
Well done. You can actually order something well done at McDonald's. I thought that was just kind of sitting there ready for whoever was the next taker.
No,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. I spent 8 years there. I tell you, we'll cook the McRib well done.
Had to learn somehow.
Was it 8 years? No. It was, 7 years. Anyways, I'm going to lay this one up on a silver platter for you just because of the age difference of our children. Apple picking, pumpkin picking, whatever picking you guys do nowadays.
It's not for me. No, it's very popular, and especially now in the age of Instagram, people love to go out there, and instead of enjoying the moment of, for some reason, taking an apple off the tree and putting it in a bag, instead of enjoying those moments, they're taking pictures of it all and just kind of documenting the day for everybody else to see rather than living in the moment and enjoying that time, which again, to me, is not all that enjoyable. But the apple picking, the hay rides are underrated, for an activity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hay rides are awesome. I'm concerned for the health of hay rides this year. For the hayride industry, the farm industry, I'm concerned for them this year because I don't know how many people you're going to safely get on to a hayride. Those are, in my opinion, the haunted hayride is one of the best Halloween attractions there is. Let's talk about the Fall Classic really quick, which – I don't think many of our listeners really give a shit about baseball, but there is one time where watching baseball is worthwhile, and that, especially lately, because I was a huge baseball fan for most of my life, but playoff baseball, once it gets like kind of crisp out and like when you see these guys breathing and you can kind of see their breath in front of them and they're starting to wear the long sleeves and it's the best teams around, just something different about the sport when it gets to fall baseball, and obviously in October you got the World Series. Just something different. Those 7-game series are exciting. well, as exciting as baseball can be nowadays. It's just something has changed.
I almost forgot baseball still existed.
Well, yeah, if you watch it right now, it's almost unwatchable. But in general, I've always enjoyed fall baseball, even as a Red Sox fan growing up in agony. Fall baseball, absolutely. All right,
let's switch gears. We're gonna close this show out, but with one thing that you're going to miss from summer to fall with the switch of the season.
I'm gonna miss the beach, man. I always miss the beach. You know, yeah. I'm at the beach pretty much every day off that I have. I'm not one so much to just go to the beach by myself. I usually like to go with my kids or with my wife. But I miss the beach. I absolutely love the beach. I love everything about the beach, except for the paying for parking. But I mean, you got to do what you got to do to pay the Parks and Rec department. But I will gladly replace that by a nice, cozy home with tons of ambiance and the fall flavored candle. Listen to this. I have a candle right now. It is named Pumpkin Pancake. Mm-hmm. It's fucking unbelievable. I also have a candle. I don't know where that one was from. Maybe Bath and Body Works or something. I also have a candle. It is, and you need to get to Bath and Body Works and get this candle. It is pumpkin pecan waffle. And I'm telling you, if you sit next to this candle and you light this candle and you sit next to it and just kind of soak in the ambiance of my nice dimly lit living room, you will immediately be in a better mood. You will just want to stay here, which I mean, you're more than welcome to, but pumpkin pecan waffle. Candles going at all times, dimly lit. You got the Halloween decorations. I mean, the house is just ready for fall. It's ready for company. What do you think, Len?
I think, well, Crystal always does a great job with keeping your home up to date with the seasons and the holidays and everything else. And she doesn't spare any expense. She goes all out in a classy way. She's never overdone it. It's never tacky. Even during Christmas when everyone has the opportunity to look like Santa's thrown up, she always keeps it classy and tasteful. Tasteful, I guess. How can you make
it? I think that's the key to any of it is doing. Yeah, she might go above and beyond on some of it, but it's classy.
Yeah.
It looks good. It's not just thrown your home together.
Since you've moved in there, your home has always been warm and welcoming to whoever. Not because your attitudes, because sometimes your attitude sucks.
Today my attitude is atrocious.
Just the feel when you walk up to your front steps, like it's always been welcoming and warm.
A lot of pumpkins out there.
Oh, I can't wait for them to get smashed. By who? I don't know. Maybe me?
I already had to throw a couple of them in the woods. Kids carved them a little too early, and they were starting to get mushy, so I had to walk them out to the woods and chuck them into the woods.
That hurt your shoulder, old man?
It was refreshing.
Oh, because you don't go to the gym very often. I got you.
I didn't go to the gym today.
So one thing I'm going to miss, which is just new to this year, is the transition from riding my bike 3 or 4 days a week to having to go to the gym all the time now. It was just a thing about riding your bike out there and, you know, getting that fresh air and exercising your own terms with no one watching you. And, you know, a lot of people don't go to the gym because they have that, you know, they feel like they're being judged, which no one pays attention, by the way. No one gives a shit what you're doing because 90% of them aren't doing the right thing either. So, but it just feels good to be out there and, you know, making that transition. Kind of stinks, but obviously you maintain your healthy lifestyle. What else you got for fall? Anything? Before we zippity doo dah, zippity
egg? Usually, so back to routine, back to school. It's a return to normalcy in schedules and things like that in my household, getting the kids back into their routines. And this year it was a lot to take in. It's been 6 months since they've been to school.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what I was grateful for today, being back on schedule.
Back to school, back to dance, which they are no longer in dance. They are now in MMA class instead. So that's interesting. So they started MMA 2 days ago. rolling around on the mat, learning some self-defense. So that's, yeah, quite a difference from dance class, but it's cool. I love that the routine to the normal schedule, return to normal schedules, I think is super important for most households, as much as they love the summer and the later nights and, you know, the weekend parties and all that stuff. I think the return to normalcy is good for most people. I know now I really look forward to that. I don't think it's so much as a kid. I looked forward to it.
Yeah.
As a kid, you're really counting down those last few weeks of summer. Like, oh man, I got to go back to school. I can't believe this is the worst. And as an adult, it's the exact opposite. It's like, oh my God, when do these kids finally go back to school? I cannot wait. It's going to be the best. And of course now they're home half the time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, and it's good for you professionally too, because you're going to start to get a lot busier.
Yeah, normally the weeknights fall off and the weekends pick up quite a bit. And I'll tell you, Lynn, it's been the exact opposite. Well, I shouldn't say that, because weekends have stayed busy and our weekdays have picked up since school has returned. Very strangely, I'd be interested to ask Jose and Nick both the same, you know, what are their trends looking like on the weekdays? I know they're both working in very busy restaurants as well.
Do you think it has to do with homeschooling and being at home working? People like, just get me out of the house.
Yeah, well, there's that, and most restaurants are still doing. You know, my restaurant does right now 30% of our to go of our sales are in to go orders.
Yeah.
So we probably did, you know, we did close to $11,000 today. So $3,500 in takeout.
That's a lot.
And that's a lot of takeout food. Like, think about what $3,500 worth of takeout food looks like.
All right.
But yeah, it's generally your weekends start to get real busy. You go on these heavy, long waits, your bar business picks up. This has been a very different kind of year, a very unpredictable year. So I'm not sure what the rest of the industry is looking like, but I know I'm super busy right now.
Good. That's great for everyone. And also, it's also great that we are closing this out. On that note, he is Josh G1226. Wait, any quotes?
I had no quotes today. We have no fall quotes, my friend.
This is unbelievable. I got to take charge of the quotes. Josh G1226 on Instagram and Snapchat. We are Be The Top Shelf on Instagram. Josh, always a pleasure. I need to make
always.
It out.
It really is.
I need to make it out to Lakeville.
You know, the pleasure is mostly yours, Lenny.
You know, hey, listen, I know I just said, I know I just said we're going to cut this short, but not cut this short, but, you know, sign off. We text every day. Everyone texts every day. It never stops. Text.
Every day.
When you call me the other day, I'm like, oh, that's different.
Phone call goes like, a long way.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like when someone rings your doorbell, you're like, really? Someone rang my doorbell? I can't. If it's not a client or a tenant, I'm like, oh, why is someone calling me? It must be real trouble. But all right, we got to go. Don't forget episode 102. We're talking about fall outfits essentials.
Men and women? Because I don't know shit.
You know shit because I've been training you.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.